This is the problem. Take a pair of scales of the old-fashioned...
Last time, I went on at length about antibiotics and bacteria. I mentioned how we carry 1.5 kilograms of bacteria in our gut, how some of our human cells make antibiotics and how they might be involved with inflammatory bowel disease, and how the gut of a chicken is already loaded with friendly bacteria before it's hatched. So, let's talk antibiotics. Antibiotics have been around for nearly 3/4 of a century. When used to kill bad bacteria, they do a pretty good job. Mostly, their good effects vastly overwhelm their remarkably few side effects. But bearing in mind that our gut is chock-a-block with bacteria and that antibiotics are used to kill bad bacteria, we need to ask, what do antibiotics do to the good bacteria in our gut? Well, first, most broad-spectrum antibiotics, which attack a wide range of bacteria, do kill lots of your gut bacteria. They actually reduce their numbers and mass by a factor of 250 to 1,000. So your normal 1.5 kilograms of gut bacteria could temporarily drop to just a few grams. But narrow-spectrum antibiotics hardly reduce the numbers at all. However, they do reduce the diversity of the gut microbes. And second, following on, antibiotics change the relative populations of bacteria in the gut. Different antibiotics knock off different microbes. In one study, the broad-spectrum antibiotic ciprofloxacin did change the makeup of the various communities of bacteria. The effects were both profound and rapid, happening within 3 or 4 days of taking the drug. However, within a week of finishing the one-week course, the gut microbiome had begun to return to its original state. But the return journey did not always go all the way back to the original starting point. Over the year-long duration of the study, one patient lost and did not regrow an entire common genus of gut bacteria. Now, third, some animals practice coprophagy, the eating of their own feces. And by the way, for various reasons, this is definitely bad for humans and even a sign of madness, but it can be good for some animals. One study looked at such animals that had been given antibiotics. As expected, the populations of their gut bacteria changed. But when they ate the feces of fellow animals that had not been given antibiotics, this helped their gut bacteria to recover back to normal. Perhaps in those rare people whose gut microbiome was permanently and badly changed by antibiotics, is it possible that a feces transplant might help? Your gut microbiome is a dynamic ecosystem, one of the most complex known ecosystems on our planet. It's also essential to our good health. Its composition oscillates a little from day to day, but it does have a stable average state. Taking antibiotics can shift the average to another stable state. Will this new stable state be better or worse for you? We don't know yet. On one hand, antibiotics do a lot of good. And over the time, since the first antibiotic, Prontosil, came onto the market in the early 1930s, we've found that the good from using antibiotics when needed vastly outweighs their bad side effects. I personally have had 3 cases of rapidly spreading cellulitis, which is a nasty infection of the superficial layers of the skin. I've had 1 in each hand and 1 in my right foot, and they were from car mechanicking on brakes, car mechanicking on an engine, and accidentally brushing my upper right foot against a cloth-covered sofa and not even breaking the skin. Now, with rapidly spreading cellulitis, you have 3 options. Amputation, death, or antibiotics. In my 3 encounters, the cellulitis was spreading so rapidly that natural recovery was not an option. Thanks to antibiotics, I have 4 limbs, not 1, and I'm still alive. And thanks to my lucky gut, I've never had any gut problems or any other side effects from taking antibiotics, but I am in a lucky minority. However, some people do suffer gut problems, tummy pain, diarrhea, etc., when they take antibiotics. The side effects of antibiotics are usually minor, but they can be serious. So each time you take antibiotics, you are in a lottery. The next roll of the dice could be the time that you lose an entire genus of bacteria and you shift your gut microbiome to a new stable state, which could be worse or it might be better. At this stage, we simply don't know. So the take-home message is, don't take antibiotics unless you really, really need them. And conversely, if you do need them, do take them.
What does it mean? Why is it so?